The way things are now, local governments can borrow money for improving Main Street or routine housekeeping by simply approving it on their local councils. But legislation passed by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee would change that, making all local governments put borrowing to an election referendum. Alliance of Cities spokesman Rich Eggleston says because of that, this week alone, governments from Superior to Milwaukee's suburbs approved borrowing limits. Eggleston says either that or if this becomes law, there'll be a tangle of referendum every election.
I don't think that voters would react kindly to having a whole slate of different proposals that they haven't done their homework on. This is the kind of thing that gets people mad. We don't want to get people mad.
Superior approved borrowing $25 million this week, enough to meet its needs for 5 years. Mayor Dave Ross, a conservative Republican, is hoping Governor Doyle will veto the bill if the legislature passes it.
I don't think the legislators are going to be successful on passing this legislation, but we're just doing it to preempt any possibility that this would occur.
But Ross made a point to calm the fears of Superior residents, assuring them that he had no plans to go on a $25 million spending spree. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.